to get here any sooner than he can. I was under the impression he was ready to go, and it was 20 hours from 11 last night. It looks like now it won't be until tomorrow morning at 5:30. The big question is, I want to talk to him before we get signed on something. I'm hoping that maybe Buzz can prepare them and then execute after we have our conversation. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I wanted to ask you two or three things. One, what is your feeling about the time to see the leadership and the candidates? Must it be before the order is sent out, or should it be before it goes into effect?
I would think that before it goes into effect and before the announcement. I think the problem is that when you see them, you almost have to go straight into the announcement. Because they just won't hold it, I'm afraid. And so I would think that if you were to, if it were to go into effect, say, tomorrow evening, that you'd probably want to see them sometime late tomorrow afternoon to explain to them. And I think at that point it would be a matter of your explaining to them why you have taken your decision rather than asking them to vote on it. Because I think this is a matter where the president carries a unique responsibility. But I don't think the principal reason I would shorten the time between the two is that I just don't think it would hold.
Is there any likelihood of adjustment in that time in any way? Is that too complicated?
Well, I think the present time, unless the whole thing on the whole schedule was, say, put off 24 hours, I think the present time is pretty clearly locked on. I mean, in terms of the relationships of the various factors. I think there may be an operational question about pushing the button tomorrow morning and having an announcement tomorrow evening in terms of contacts with various people. That we'd have to bunker with Tier, for example, is the primary one. I'm not so all that concerned about the some of the allies, but we'd have to give them at least 2-3 hours advance notice. I'm sorry that Abrams can't get back sooner. I was hoping he could be in here this evening.
Yes, that's what I thought he could, but you can't do it, I guess. They told me it was 20 hours. But when we got out to it, he just said 5:30 tomorrow morning. We'll have to look into that and see what delays it. First, he was delayed getting off for 4.5 hours longer than we thought.
Maybe, I don't know, do you, in view of what you've already got in cables and what the chiefs are prepared to say today, I don't know whether you wanted to postpone this until you actually have a final talk with Abrams.
I don't want to act on it until I do, because then I might be on again, off again.
I see.
What I would really like to do, I wouldn't object to, in effect, well, you see what's kind of screwed up. You've got it added 16 hours on to the front of it. You pulled it into the firm on the back of it, and that 16 hours that makes a difference. You don't think that 3 or 4 of those would be manageable?
Well, I think for probably what we could do if we had to have extra time would be to say postpone the meeting until Sunday instead of Saturday and just put the whole thing forward 24 hours.
Trouble from the standpoint of being too close to the election, you see.
Yeah, I think it's better to shoot for Saturday if we can. Although I think the announcement is the key thing rather than the actual, in my own judgment.
Suppose we made the announcement at, say, 9:30 tomorrow night.
Right.
And that would give us 12 hours before. Did Buzz say 12 hours or Abrams say 12 hours?
Abrams said 12, Buzz said 24.
Buzz said 24, Abrams said 12. That would give us till 9:30 in the morning. That's what I would really like to do if I could. 9:30 here would be what, 10:30 out there?
Yes.
At night?
Sir?
Is that too late for chew?
No, I think I would be all right as far as chew is concerned.
If we made the 9:30 station in the morning, that would give you whatever time you needed. It would be 10:30 in the morning.
It might be difficult to get to some of our troop contributing countries in that time frame, but we can let me just check the possibilities on that.
Give some thought. I don't know it could work, but we could say to Buzz, reposition everybody, your military, your top military, and we would try to tell you firm at 9:30 tomorrow morning. And we would shoot for a 9:30 announcement tomorrow evening. And we would ask for a 7 o'clock meeting tomorrow evening with the leadership of the candidates.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you could, you might, if you wanted to, knock an hour or so off of that by seeing Abrams earlier, so you see him around 7:30, that kind of thing, and have you talk with him. When he first gets in.
The Secretary Rusk is thinking of the sort of 12 hours difference, routing out the troop contributors a little earlier in the evening.
I'm just trying to figure out a way to get to some, to people like Park and Phnom and people like that, Prime Minister of Australia, before the very middle of the night, because that would create some sensation in some of these places.
Let's look at them. Shoot at 8 o'clock, see what that does. And we'll check his schedule and see why he's so long.
All right.
And now, it looks to me like... we have to go over the draft announcement carefully.
Did you see that telegram from Bunker about the joint announcement? Went in this morning indicating that to hear it said, well, that's, we have about everything we can possibly expect, or words to that effect. He seems to be very, quite pleased with the draft announcement.
Satisfied with the presidential letter to
you? Yes, I think that's a good letter. And I would send that along with the instruction to Bunker.
Satisfied the draft.
When you push the button.
Draft message to the troop contributors.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the last.
Draft message to the troop contributors. Have you reviewed that?
I'll look at that right away. I haven't seen that.
The president's statement's got to be worked on by you and Clark come today.
Right.
Satisfied the presidential letter to Kosygin?
I think that's all right for now. I think we want to get going on more detail just as soon as this action is taken. But I think as a first message, that's all right.
What else do you think of we need to do?
Now, I think you're on your business of seeing the candidates. Did you have in mind seeing them together or separately? I can see problems about seeing them together. I don't know that you want those fellows, whether they would want to be in the same room with each other under present circumstances. And I think that you're in your talk with Nixon, you might want to say some things very direct to him. For example, reminding that the Republican Party is a stockholder in this situation.